and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hello, hello. What's up? Welcome to Life as P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. Thank you for joining me. Second show of the new year, y'all. Yo, what is the deal? How's it going for you? Do you make resolutions? You sticking to them? Listen, I have to make resolutions like monthly. I can't even do it on no like for the year, right? Because like I gotta break my goal down. I told y'all I gotta break it down in pieces, otherwise like it may not get done. But if you somebody who can set it out for the year and stick to it, I feel like if you could stick to it for 6 months, like you did it. Because most people can't even hold out for like 3 months. So if you set a new year's resolution and you do it for 6 months, bump it. I'm telling you, you did it. So let's see how it go. Or like my homeboy birthday is coming up. So like, you know, do you make birthday resolutions? So this year, this is what's going to be the year for me or whatever. I don't really do that either. You know, in all honesty, I'm scared to fail. I'm scared that I won't stick to it. And I know somebody's like, well, then, you know, that should keep you committed. It does not. It does not. I be scared and I accept it. And I be like, yeah, I'm still figuring out what like forced me to keep on track. But, you know, I had a conversation with my aunt the other day and she was calling to ask me in the moment, like when I'm feeling down in the moment and what my challenge is at the moment, when I feel less than, when I feel like, you know, I'm not making it, I'm not doing it, what do I do? And she was like, you know, a lot of people remind themselves of a moment where they felt happy or where they felt everything was perfect in the moment, everything was right in the moment, and that keeps them grounded. And, you know, for me, to be honest with you, in the moment when I feel less than or inadequate or I'm not making the cut or whatever, I actually turn on the song Blackout. And it's from the DMX album. It's DMX, Jay-Z, The Lox. Yo, as soon as Jada Kiss verse hit, I'm recharged, I'm amped, I'm ambitious, I'm ready to take on the world. I got my middle finger up, nothing can stop me. That's my joint in the moment. That's my momentary self-healing. And I think that a lot of people struggle with having something that they can revert to in the moment. Like, the whole thinking of something that makes you happy or where everything was perfect in the moment, I think I have something similar to that overall. I try to remind myself that I've won before. When I have a like long lull of just nothing, I don't know, I just can't, you know, they talking about this Mercury and retrograde. I don't understand all this stuff, but I can't say that it's, you know, no merit to it, because they're like, it's hard to get stuff done, you know, feel like you're going in circles, feel like everything is slow. It's definitely feeling like that for me. But if you've listened to my show, when it comes to writing, it's been like that for me all last year. So I don't know, maybe I got a personal Mercury that's in retrograde. I don't know. And granted, I've had a lot going on. And sometimes when you have so much going on, you have to like agree with yourself that, okay, this one particular thing may not get done or may not be as robust right now because these other things have to take the forefront. And when I tell you I struggle with that, I definitely struggle with that because it feels like I'm accepting defeat when it really isn't. It's really just renegotiating how you're going to win, right? You get rid of the feeling of defeat. You accept like what is going to happen and you make a plan that makes sense. And then it's so much easier to execute. But I know with my mind, my heart though, my heart finds it hard to accept. So I chase my tail a lot, particularly with writing. I'm not even gonna hold you. I chase my tail a lot. I say, I'm gonna write. And then like the pressure to write, I don't feel creative or like I'm not ready to touch certain things. It's crazy. And then there's the business aspect to it. So I'm getting the rights back for some of my books or whatever. So have to make the business arrangements to, you know, take down and reload. So it's about to be a whole thing. I have some things that I intended to do during this period that I haven't tackled yet. So I need to sit down and make a list and start making a real plan so that I can move forward with these things. But certain things I think I have to just understand that have to go on the forefront, which means that other things are required to go on the back burner. They won't stay there, but they're required to go there. And that's hard math, right? That, you know, there's a saying, and let me tell you, I haven't used this saying in so long because it's a saying in the writing community. And I was always troubled by it, but it's like throw the baby out with the bathwater or throw the baby out. Something about getting rid of your babies. And Lord knows, well, all my baby losses is not my favorite saying. However, the gist of the saying is basically like you love this thing, you think it's beautiful or whatever, but it doesn't work right now, you know? And we say it a lot because when you're writing a piece, you have this section or whatever, that is beautiful writing, wonderful, like, oh, I did my thing in this section and my words I used and, you know, just the feeling that's conveyed, but it doesn't work in the story. It doesn't work. Either it is misplaced, like it just awkward, right? It just comes in wrong or transitions wrong, or it's too clunky, it's too wordy, and you already have all these other sections with all these words, and this just extends it. That's usually my problem, where I'm like, but this piece is good, but it's like, come on, you gotta edit. This thing is too long. It's long-winded, motherfucker. Like, chill, yo. So, you know, I could be really long-winded. So, but I have to do that with everything. And when we throw it out, we don't trash it. You know what I'm saying? You take out the piece and you put it to the side, maybe create a new document that's collecting the pieces you have to remove, and possibly you can reword it or refix it to either put it in another section or use it for another project. You know, maybe it's the start of another project. Maybe you change the names. Maybe you change, you know, description on what the person looks like or whatever, and you make it a new project. But you put it to the side. You don't trash it. You put it to the side and you say, I might come back to this. Maybe. But it doesn't work right here. And in order for me to move forward and get this together in the way that it should be, in the best way that it should, I'm going to have to take out this piece that I really, really like. And I feel like that's what had to happen with me last year with writing. I really, really love writing. I love telling a story. I love accomplishing. I love publishing books. I love producing work. I love connecting with my readers. But life was just so big, you know, finalizing my divorce the year before. And then, you know, we fought over our house and then settling that with the house and then, you know, relocating to another state, getting my child set up in school. The year before, I had started with a new position with a sponsor and, you know, getting that underway. And, you know, they were just laying a lot of pressure on me. It was just a lot of stuff. And then selling the house and buying a new house. Whew, it was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of stuff. And unfortunately, writing took the back burner. Even more unfortunate, I wasn't willing to accept it. I wasn't willing to accept it. So I struggled through my documents. I put in a lot of time to do nothing. You know, it took me hours to write 250 words. I couldn't get it out. And I wasn't ready to accept that, you know, this year I'm going to have to like declare the slowdown. I think that, you know, my publisher and I, we had some conversations, and I think that those conversations might have gone more smoothly, or we might have been able to get some sort of action plan together if I was able to accept that this is not the year that I'm going to produce a lot of work. And if I just said, listen, this is what's happening, this is what's happening, this is what's happening, rather than just kind of shrugging it off like, you know, well, you know, I'll do what I can, just declare like, listen, this year is not going to be a productive writing year for me. There is too much. And it's not just too much to do. It's also too much going on in my brain. In order to, you know, I don't know if you're in a creative space or anything like that, you probably know how much space your brain needs in order to be creative. People say, like, a lot of writers, I think, have the problem with procrastination. Like, it's only when I sit down to write that I have to wash the dishes. It's only when I have to sit down to write that I have to vacuum the floor or make my bed or wash the windows or dust the living room, whatever. But I think there's a method to that madness is calming everything around you that is on your to-do list. I know I have to do it. The thing is, when you sit down to write, you put yourself at peace and you put yourself at like calm. And then when that happens, it gives the opportunity. It's like when you have to go to sleep and you're like, oh my God, it's only when I have to go to sleep that all the thoughts of all the things that I have to do are coming. And it's kind of the same thing when you sit down to write. It's like, I've settled for the day. I'm getting ready to shut down for the day. And that to-do list pops up and says, but what about this? What about that? What about this? And for a lot of us, in order to write and be creative and focus on that, we get up and do those things. Like, let me do that. Let me put that away, put that to rest so that I don't have to keep thinking about it, so that I don't have to keep reminding myself. I feel like I need to go back to making lists. When I write those things down, my memory doesn't feel as responsible. My memory is not like, oh, I got to make sure I don't forget. No, it's written down somewhere. I'm not going to forget. I just need to look at the list. So it's all I got to do is remember to look at the list. So maybe that might be on my mind. But if I post it on a refrigerator or something, I think I can get that out of my mind too. But that's what writing is. When I have so much to do, when I have to prep a house to sell it, when I have to travel to another state to go view other houses, when I have to put in a bid, when I have to figure out what furniture I'm going to junk, what furniture I'm going to keep, when I have to figure out where's my storage facility and compare prices and do I need a new car right now? Can I pay off my car? You know, all these different things. It's very hard because those things are ongoing until they're complete. There's not like, you know, I did this task and it's done. I guess I could probably break it down in smaller tasks, but I didn't. And it was chaos. It was pure chaos. So I feel like I'm starting to get out of the chaos a little bit. Writing is still slow, though. It's still slow. And I'm still not willing to accept this is not going to be a productive year. I don't feel like it is. I feel like I'm building up my momentum. It's going to come. I've accepted that last year just was not productive. But this year I got some things to do. So I'm going to do them. But it's hard to give yourself a break. And I don't mean like give yourself a break, like pause. I mean go easy on yourself a little bit. You know, you hear me ranting, you hear me going on. I'm known for, within my closest circle, I'm known for being really hard on myself and having really high standards for myself. And sometimes those standards are a little ridiculous. It's, you know, I'm skipping steps. I'm expecting myself to reach certain goals that I haven't reached the goal before that would allow that goal to become easier or more within reach. And I don't give myself a break. I'm really hard on myself. I get really disappointed in myself often. And my defense mechanism is to shrug it off and not give a damn about nothing. Like, I'm like, all right, fuck everything. Like, that ain't no good. The only thing I never say forget about is my daughter, right? I'm always going to take care of my daughter. I'm going to make sure she's at peace and make sure her life is as joyful as possible. But like for the most part, for everything else, when I get overwhelmed, it's fuck everything. Like, it was a real sound, I'm like, forget it. And I come off nonchalant. I come off like I don't care, like I don't take things seriously. And it's really just me hiding. It's me hiding. It's just like, forget it. I'm overwhelmed. Rather than, you know, trudge through the snow, I'm going to leave the snow there and I'm going to go back inside, which is kind of how I handle snow, like on some realness. But I got to stop that. I got to stop that. I have to be willing to accept certain things are going to get done in a certain time frame and other things have to pause. And once I give myself permission to do that, it's a little less stress and I can execute. I free myself to be empowered to execute. Because I'm not kicking myself. I'm not making myself down and kicking myself again. I'm like, okay, I'm being responsible. I'm making responsible decisions, executive decisions of my life. This is my life. I'm going to design it. I am designing it. So make an executive decision that would make my life easier and then follow suit. Follow suit. It doesn't have to be hard. It's resistance. I've done a show on this before. It's resistance that makes things hard. Whenever things are difficult in your life and you're struggling with anything, you're resisting something. Something is going on somewhere around you and you are resisting. You are not willing to accept a change. You're not willing to accept a condition, something, you know, and maybe it's not fair. It's not right. And you're right to resist, but understand that when resistance is present, so is struggle. That's just how it go, at least in my mind. Not everything is required to have a struggle or resistance. And it's not to just accept everything that's going on, but it's like, listen, you have to like map it out. Think about like, what can you execute? Because if you're anything like me, the execution of things is what empowers you to execute more things. You know, once I accomplish a goal, I'm energized and I'm like, let's go for another one. Let's do this. You know what I'm saying? Black Girls Who Write just came out with their list of nominees of writers and they have all these awards and I was nominated. Yes, I was. I'm so happy about that. I had to take a moment and be like, So I was nominated my Savage Fever series, which is not even complete, but it was nominated for best series, best urban series, I believe, but I know it was best series. Hotels, which was the collaborative that I was a part of, was nominated for collaborative book. I'm amazed. The podcast, Life is P. Yes, us. We are here. Yes. We were nominated for Best Author Podcast. And I ain't gonna hold you, like anybody can nominate, right? So, you know, I was throwing my name in all kinds of pots. But, you know, one nomination ain't gonna get you on that list, right? It has to be consistent. You've seen it across several people and the person has earned the right to be here or whatever. So the fact that somebody else is nominating me, you know, means that like the people who say they support me actually do. And that's a great feeling. I'm very anxious to find out, like, if I won anything, you know, like, did I win any category? Like, I don't know. But I'm very excited to be on the list and to be seen and to be heard. And that accomplishment empowers me to do more and says, okay, I got a little time today. Let me sit down, pull out my laptop, and let's get some words down. Let's do this. You know, when I wore a dress the other night, okay? I went out, hung out with some friends. Whew. Now, I was feeling like, damn, my belly poking a little bit, but my ass is poking a whole lot. So, you know, kind of made up for it or whatever. And to have my friends compliment me on how good I looked. Child. You know, I came home and got on the treadmill. It was like, you wait till I lose this belly. You think I look good now? let me show you a little something. I'm about to show out on you. But you know what I'm saying? Like, feeling like something was going right makes me feel like I want to do more to make go right. So I got to plan everything. And certain things I have to accept are going to fall further on the list temporarily while other things get taken care of so that I could be more powerful, more able, more ready, more clear-minded to execute these other things. And it's a hard thing, especially when you're assigned to a publisher or you have obligations to other people, whether it be your job concerns, supervisor or whatever, manager, or even your parents, family, whatever, wherever you feel obligated. It's hard because those people don't necessarily accept that what they want you to get done has to be put on the back burner temporarily due to whatever else is going on in your life, because everybody who interacts with you wants to be a priority. Unfortunately, that's just not how it goes. We've all know what it feels like to not be a priority in somebody's life. And even that is a hard thing to accept. When I recognize I'm not a priority in your life, you know, I also have to weigh out, should I be a priority right now? What else do you have going on? Am I being selfish by like just demanding to be number one, number two, number three? When you got a lot going on, am I able to humble myself and take a step back and just, you know, rather than push you to make me more of a priority, can I just turn around and go take care of my shit? Like, well, I got so much energy into you. And that's hard thing too, right? Which is what I'm realizing with dating is like, you know, yes, I want to feel prioritized, but like you got stuff to do. I need to go take care of my stuff. Maybe you don't need to be so high on my priority list right now. And it's not, I'm not shunning you just like you're not shunning me. It's just that there's stuff that needs to get done and priorities are different. And sometimes it's people who get pushed to the back burner temporarily. And so it's one of the things that I'm learning to accept. Feeling like accepting it will help me push so much further. And it's a lesson that I feel like I have to learn over and over again, because sometimes I forget. And sometimes I get selfish, and sometimes, you know, I want what I want when I want it. But, you know, writing humbles the hell out of me. It does, because I want to produce books. I want to produce 50 million books a year. I want to keep producing. And sometimes it just doesn't happen. That humbles the fuck out of me. Sometimes it just does. Sometimes the words don't flow. Sometimes they're clunky. Sometimes they're not as smooth. They're not as poetic. And I have to do 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 drafts just to get it to where I'm proud of it, because I don't want to turn in something I'm not proud of. So it's a give and take. It's a give and take. But, you know, I negotiate it so that I can win. I negotiate what's to the front, what's to the back, so that I can win. And, you know, maybe you can do that in your own life. Particularly now we're starting a new year, you know, map it out. What things might you have to accept have to be pushed further down the list temporarily in order for you to get the most wins up front, in order for you to get the most complete wins up front. You know, you can keep those things high on the list and maybe like get a piece of something done. Or you can move them further in the list and get like the whole top of your list done and then free your mind to truly put all the energy into those things that you truly love. You know, people are like, if you truly love it, you'll make it a priority. This is true. But sometimes part of making it a priority is to execute all the other priorities first. Sometimes it's like, if I can complete those things first, then I can truly give all of my energy to this. Because if I don't, I'm saying it's a priority, but I'm only giving it a piece of me. I'm not giving it all of me. So am I truly making it a priority just because it's high up on the list? It doesn't have enough of me to get complete. It doesn't have enough of me to get done. I can't execute it because I can't give it enough of me, because there's so much else I have to give myself to. So let me give myself to those other things, complete it, get it off my plate totally, and give more of myself to this thing that's a priority. I don't know. This is what I'm trying to do. If it don't make sense to you, I hear that. But if it does, you know, try it out for yourself. See what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I thank you for allowing me to have this soapbox to stand upon and just blah, 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 say my whole mind. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys for real, for real. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for getting me to a place where I can be nominated. This is our nomination, y'all. Like, we here. We here, y'all. Anyhow, if you want to support, please check me out on Amazon. Paperbacks and Kindle versions are available. I think Kindle versions might be coming down soon. due to me getting my rights back from my publisher. But a couple of the paperbacks may still be up because, you know, we took care of some of that stuff on the back end. So, you know, check me out, you know, see what's up with it. I have a couple of books on Audible. Audible is like one of my goals in the next 2 to 3 years is to, you know, get some more work up on Audible. But, you know, my first novel, In Her Makeup, which is my baby, right? I had self-published it. Oof, it took me hours to upload that thing to Amazon and then to find a narrator and all of that. So, word, that's on Audible. So that was a huge accomplishment. And that will always be available on Kindle and Amazon paperback. So, you know, definitely support that. But I think you could get Delectable and Touch Me First and, you know, all that good stuff. The Savage Fever series, I'm about to conclude. So, you know, you can definitely check that out. It's going to come down for a second, but when it go back up, you're going to know. You better check it for real. All right. So until next time, when we can share our love and our power, peace.